From the studios of Boise State Public Radio, I'm Gemma Gaudet. It's not a news story. An older mobile home park goes up for sale and residents face losing their homes. We have heard this story a lot lately as growth makes the land underneath these sites worth a lot of money. Well, last week, the city of Boise bought the latest mobile home park in this situation, saying it's preserving affordable housing. Mark Carmel is the senior reporter with BoiseDev.com. She's been following the sale of this Boise Bench property, and she joins us now with more. Margaret, good to have you on the program.
Great. Thanks for having me.
Okay, so Margaret, where exactly is this mobile home park?
So this park is off of Vista Avenue. It's on Malad Street, down the road from Shoshone Park.
And then how many homes are in it now, but also how old are they?
So it's 26 homes, and I think they're in various states of age because mobile homes are purchased and brought in by private owners, and then they rent the lots. Mm-hmm. Just from looking at the park, I think they're on the older side. But again, there might be a mix there.
Okay. And do we know how much the city paid to buy the property, the city of Boise?
Yes, I believe it was a little over $3 million to buy this property, which just tells you how valuable real estate is at this point.
Mm-hmm. And Margaret, you came on Idaho Matters, I believe, all the way back in May, and we talked about this story. But at that time, the city of Boise had not released many details about the sale. So let's fast forward to today. Do we know more now that the sale is official? And do we know how the city will operate this piece of housing?
Yeah, a big question we had at the time whenever this sale was popping up as a possibility was how it would be managed, because managing a mobile home park is going to be different than managing a apartment building like or a home like the other rental mm-hmm. properties that the city operates. And so what they're going to be doing is they've entered into a partnership with the Boise City Ada County Housing Authority, which runs affordable housing here in the Valley. And they are going to be managing the park. And so it's going to be a partnership between the two. And the idea is if this works out, then they can expand that partnership and as they acquire more affordable housing units. And I want to be clear here on the status of the project. I have not heard or seen anything to indicate that this park was imminently going to be redeveloped, purchased, mm-hmm. people kicked out of their homes like tomorrow. This was not a situation where a developer had put a project up and then the city stepped in to save people from being displaced. This, from what I can tell, this was a preemptive measure of, hey, this land maybe is on sale or it's going to be for sale, or perhaps the owner of the property went to the city. I'm not totally clear. And the city bought it because they know that these aging mobile home parks are, they're vulnerable. And so I think the city wanted to take a proactive step and say, okay, let's start preserving some affordable housing units to get to the city's goal of 1,000 units over the next couple of years, and make sure that this park does not flip over, especially because it's a park that was not completely full. I think it had some empty spaces, which means, okay, it's not generating 100% property, you know, profit for the mm-hmm. owners. They might be likely to sell later. There's a lot of factors at play, but this is definitely not a situation where there was an imminent threat beyond the general threat to mobile home parks and affordable housing in general that we have in the Valley right now.
And Margaret, when you were on the program back in May, you had an analogy where you said buying older property is like buying an older car. It may be running right now, but you know what? It may need repairs at some point. So my question then is, now that the city owns this, if there are repairs, like let's say the water or the sewer system needs to be fixed, will the city pay for that? And will that money be taxpayer money to pay for that? How do we know how that would work?
Yeah, I think there is an agreement between Boise City, Ada County Housing Authority and the city that's going to basically, I believe, take money that comes from rent to help go toward paying for some of these repairs. I'm not up on all of the details. But yes, it's a publicly owned property. And so at the end of the day, the buck stops with the city to keep things repaired. And one of the first things that they're going to be doing is upgrading the electrical system and some of the public areas in the park for the residents. And that comes with the territory of buying an affordable housing property is, you know, you should be investing in it for the health of the residents. But I do believe there is some sort of agreement that there's going to be flow of some of that rent money that will go towards maintaining the property. Again, I don't have all the details on that, but it's, you know, so there are ways that the residents are going to be paying rent. They will be paying rent, but this is a public property that will be maintained and by the public.
If you're just joining us, let me reintroduce our guest for you. We're talking with BoiseDev.com senior reporter Mark Carmel, talking about the city of Boise buying a 26-home mobile home park on the Boise Bench. So, Margaret, was there any type of public testimony about the city buying this property?
No, there wasn't. I didn't see anyone come forward, but there's definitely been chatter about it online. Only one city council member opposed it, a city council member, Lucy Willis. She voted against it. She believes the city should not be a landlord and that the city should instead be working on public-private partnerships and other things to establish affordable housing. She didn't feel like the plan to have Boise City Ada County Housing Authority manage the property was to her liking. So she voted against it. I think that people are divided on this. I've seen comments on social media of folks being like, yes, thank you. I'm glad the city is preserving housing and stopping people from being vulnerable to homelessness, because a lot of people who live in these mobile home parks, they are living in, they're low rent and low income, and they don't have a lot of access to other housing and other resources, particularly now. And so if one of those parks goes away, they're going to lose their asset because they can't afford to move the home that they own, and they're going to lose the place to live and end up in a homeless shelter on a waiting list for resources to get placed. And so there's a lot of feeling in the affordable housing community, it's cheaper to preserve what you have than to build new. So that's, I've seen a lot of people commending the city on this move, but then I've also seen people criticizing it and saying, wow, this was a lot of money to preserve a relatively small number of units. And it's not going to, and it's, it's an older mobile home park. It's not the fanciest, greatest, newest thing on the block. So I think people have some mixed feelings about it, but what we're going to see going ahead is that more and more affordable housing that exists right now is going to be redeveloped, and those people have to go somewhere. And that creates an externality whenever people are displaced, because then the community has to handle that problem one way or the other in terms of, will those people be homeless, or will the city or the community create more affordable units, preserve the ones they already have? How does that work? There's a lot of questions about how to address that as our city continues to develop and gentrify in some areas.
So, Margaret, any word on if the city of Boise is potentially setting a precedent here? I mean, can we expect the city to buy up other mobile home parks that go up for sale? And I ask that also because, as you mentioned, only one city council person was opposed to this project. So it seems that maybe we could see something like this happen again.
I would expect that if this partnership goes well for both parties, whether that's the city and the Ada County Housing Authority, yes. I mean, we can see them buying up more properties. And I don't think it's just mobile home parks that they're looking to preserve. I mean, a year ago, the mayor put out a new set of affordable housing goals. And one of them was to preserve 1,000 affordable units over the next several years. And they're looking to start up a revolving loan fund in order to help do that with purchasing these properties and allow it, we're allowing affordable developers or nonprofits to purchase these properties. There's a lot of details still up in the air about that. And so, yeah, if this goes well, I think we could see more affordable properties being purchased. And there's a lot of, there's other cities across the country that are doing this. I remember reading an article about Charlotte that created a trust that's buying these, you know, affordable apartment projects and saying, okay, yeah, we're gonna have rent, we're gonna turn a profit, but we're also going to keep these units affordable and keep the people mm-hmm. who live there in place. You know, you look at, and that's why people always get frustrated whenever they look at affordable housing, new affordable housing units, and they feel like, gosh, how is that affordable? How is $1,200 a month for a family of four affordable? And the answer is it's probably not. But also, that's whenever you build new, you have new construction costs. And building new is always going to take longer, and it's going to be more expensive than preservation. And so I think that's why the city is looking into this, is because they're going to get more bang for their buck. I mean, that's 26 families who will stay where they are for the foreseeable future. And then if you start multiplying that by, you know, 1,000 units preserved, let's say they get to their goal, that's not insignificant. Like that's a pretty significant like patch in the leaky bucket that we have right now in our housing mm-hmm. market, where for every person we house, there's five more in line trying to find an affordable place to live because they got displaced. And it's not for me to say what's the right thing to do, what's the right strategy, what should, you know, philosophically should the government be doing this? That's not my role here, but there's a lot of factors to consider. And ultimately, society pays either way. We pay to house people when they become unhoused, or we pay to keep them housed.
Right.
Or we pay for the cost of people being unhoused in terms of people living in their cars, people sleeping outside, all of the myriad of things that people don't like whenever they go to other cities and see large amounts of people in the homeless community just out in public. So these are all important questions for the community to ponder. And it appears that the city is exploring, seeing how they can preserve and what we already have.
Before I let you go, Margaret, you had mentioned a revolving loan fund that the city was possibly looking at. Can you quickly explain what that is and what we know about this fund?
So the city has hired a consultant, Forsyth Street Advisors out of New York City, to help them study whether they should start up this loan fund and then potentially stand it up next year. And what a revolving loan fund is it takes layers of funding from a public government, from nonprofits, from private sector donations, and then it uses that money to finance affordable housing projects. And then those projects pay back the loan with interest that then goes back and revolves, right? It comes in and it goes back out to more projects. And the idea with these sorts of funds is that it provides financing for projects that wouldn't otherwise be funding, because in Idaho, we rely on federal money to fund our affordable housing projects. And those low-income housing tax credits are limited. There's only so many of them, and they never meet the demand. And they're also costly to administer, and there's a lot of other things going on. So part of this study is going to be, okay, are there gaps in the financing sector for affordable housing projects? And if there are, what are they? And is this something that a loan fund could help with? And so in this case, a revolving loan fund would potentially provide financing for a nonprofit or the city or a developer to buy mobile home parks and then upgrade them and preserve them for people. And then they would pay back that loan with the rent that they get from the people who live there. And there's all kinds of configurations, but that's the basics.
Well, as always, Margaret, we appreciate your reporting and thank you for coming on the program today.
Oh, of course. Thank you so much for having me. And I hope you guys, everyone has a great day.
We've been speaking with Margaret Carmel, senior reporter with BoiseDev.com, talking about Boise's $3 million purchase of a mobile home park as part of the city's plan to preserve affordable housing.